Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, thank you for downloading our podcast. You've probably done it through our new listener app. It's a new fancy app for podcasts.
Do you have to? You can
streaming.
Do it through just the podcast app as well?
Yeah, iTunes and stuff, you can do it. But we now have our new listener app. There might be some new people on there.
Do you get cool coupons?
Coupons?
Mm. You know, you get some apps and they give you like cool deals and stuff. I still love a good coupon.
You mean like the listener app,
there's a lot of different stuff in there. It's not just podcasts. You can get different things.
You can buy
in there.
Stuff in it, can you?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Have you downloaded it?
I have. I don't think you can buy anything in there, though. You're thinking of like Wish and stuff where you can buy stuff?
No.
That would be cool, though, if it's like, do you like the dress that Abby's wearing? Click here. You could buy it.
That's what they always do with the Daily Mail. Remember, he didn't realize why they described the clothes every time.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they might start doing that.
Mm.
Having said, Wish is getting weirder. Like, I never thought Wish could get weirder.
They know what they're doing now,
Wish
I think.
Wish is never advertised to me. So you do have to go on.
I don't know. Maybe I've liked the Wish page before.
Mm.
But, yeah, maybe Wish knows their way to get marketed now because people will be like, have you seen this thing on Wish?
Mm.
But, I mean, you click on it and you can't. It takes you to another page.
Oh, so you're clicking on it.
Of course. I'm like, I wonder how much are these crutchless underwear?
It's mainly that, isn't it?
You think you should get it cheaper, because it's missing the crutch, but you don't.
No.
I saw one that looked like it had like a built-in protection.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like a box, a built-in cricket box?
No, like undies. You know how you get undies with underwear, you get shorts with underwear already in them? This was underwear with like protection already in it.
What do you mean? Condom. Like condom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do you need, I don't get it.
It's Wish, man. That's what it's all crazy.
I'm just saying, why do you need to have a condom on with your undies? Once you take the undies off, the condom comes off?
The other thing is you don't reuse them.
I'm just saying, how can you?
Yeah, he's right though. Like, Wish, there's stuff you like, but why?
Why is that there?
Obviously, you can't have sex through your undies, is what I'm saying.
No, it's like, so it's there attached to the undies. So you're wearing it, undies with it there.
And then you slide it into it.
Yeah.
And then slide it
you're
in.
You're always in it. And then, but then you wouldn't want to, you don't reuse them.
Maybe this one you can.
Mm. Maybe you can.
Interesting.
I'll tell you in 10 days.
He's still tracking it.
I'll let everybody know.
I would love to know, like, whether most of the packages they say iconic or they say, you know, like Amazon or whatever, whether the Wish ones have like a Wish sticker on it. So the posties know, someone's bought some crazy.
Isn't there legitimate things?
There is some.
It all just sounds like you're doing an advertisement for their website there.
You got a. Follow Wish, and then you come back to us after.
Shopping made fun.
Well, like Wish, and then come back to us,
will.
Right? In today's podcast, DNA or Dating, Ross and Sharon join us. Are they in a relationship, or are they father and daughter? See their photo on our Facebook page, Stav, Abby and Matt, right now before we get to that one. The very tired Lockie Wiggle joins us.
Pretty laid back,
wasn't
he?
Normally like that. I think he's quite a calm and collective.
Mm.
You don't reckon that was a symptom of twins? You think
I reckon that's him. Well, he's a father of three.
Mm.
Has he got another one?
Well, she has a little boy that lives with them as well. So, yeah.
Crazy. Mm. There you go.
I mean, at least he's good with kids.
Maybe that's the irony.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Here we go. This is the podcast, guys. Oh, actually, I should quickly mention a way to get out of debt, too. Stick around for that.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, his name is Scotty. He's a bit of a hottie. He sure ain't grotty, but his mouth's a bit potty. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hottie for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Ahoy, Stav. Couldn't put that any better, I reckon.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That was very well done, son.
Any one of these can be used on your gravestone, mate.
Open. Yeah, that's grotty.
I haven't got life insurance, so not yet, though.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to need that, are we, honey?
No, we were talking about that last night. Happy chats as we're laying in bed.
Well, that's good. It's important.
It's holding up well from the storms.
Yeah, it's an awkward but important conversation, life insurance.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're talking about life insurance, listening to the thunder last night, watching the lightning and counting. We're trying to work out if it is 1K for 1 second.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Apparently.
Apparently.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Hey, how good's that?
Or you know when it can be so long, you're like, I don't even think that one's going to make a sound.
There it did. Smiles.
Now, Scotty, each week, buddy.
Not shook the house anyway. Mm, yeah.
Listeners have been submitting questions because you're in the know of everything when it comes to being a tradie here in Brisbane. And Brisby Eats on Instagram has a question this week, and I believe it's what's the difference between working in Australia and working overseas as a carpenter?
Well, yes, it's a good topic, this one. I was fortunate enough, lucky to work in Fiji. So, yeah, look, it's very different being an expat in a different country. But, yeah, look, it's a great experience. And also, you get good money. Mm. So,
is it all like, situation. Do you have to pay tax? Because you worked over in Fiji, did you have to pay tax back to Australia?
Yeah, you could, yes, Maddie, there is tax there, so, all above board, you know, yeah, you got to pay, some countries you don't even pay tax, I think Dubai, you don't even pay tax, correct me if I'm wrong, someone out there, but.
That's true.
Yeah, a couple of our friends have worked over there. What was the nickname the boys used to call you in Fiji?
Legend.
White Legend?
Apparently they used to call him White Balls.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fijians, lovely. Fijians are lovely people. All they seem to teach you was not their language, just swear words.
Yeah.
Oh, no, every swear word under the sun in Fiji, and you never learn anything else off them.
Would I be right in saying that maybe the safety measures aren't as strict in some of the countries?
Yeah, you could say that, Stad. There was, unfortunately, one death over there when I was working there on the same site.
Wow. Well, I remember when they were, remember when they moved It's a Knockout and they were filming in Thailand?
Yeah.
And I was working at Channel 10, people that were working on it were like, it's incredible, all just there smoking on the set and all the construction people. And
you
it's
never
like,
told
that's
me
shaky
about...
and they're like, that's fine.
You never told me about that though, Scotty.
Yeah, I don't know if I did or didn't. I can't remember.
I would remember.
His lawyer suggested he didn't.
Scaffolding's not your standard steel structures. It was a bit of, bit of 50 by 50 timber, and it was just, knocked together. Like you see if you go to Bali, like, on the outside of buildings, just bits of timber nailed together and up you go. Keep going, and that was it. But, that death was caused by two guys were actually having a play fight with two excavators, swinging buckets around, and one of the buckets broke off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, imagine that in Australia.
Yeah.
It'd be all over the news. There'd be huge inquiries. There'd be prison time. Wow. Yep.
So, they were messing around playing funny buggers with two excavators having a fight.
Mm.
And, some innocent bystander was standing around watching and the bucket broke and flew off. And, Night Irene, which is a bit of a sad story.
Yeah.
Did you win the excavator fight, though? That's the main question.
No, you weren't involved in that.
No, I wasn't anywhere near that, no.
It must have been weird, though, for you being from Australia where it is very strict and then you walk into there and you would be saying to the guys, what about this safety measure, this, and this, and they would be talking you out of it.
Yeah, well, it was more along the lines of that's what we've got, so that's what we can do, just get it done, and it's, But, it was a great experience. So if you've got the chance, I know probably at the moment no one can really do much at the moment, but, if any young guys out there are keen, it's a great experience to go over and do something like that.
It's funny because...
you can come back and buy a house and pay your wife's headset off.
That she didn't tell you about.
You risk your life to pay off your wife's hex debt.
Hey,
what a man.
No, you should be thankful for me. You only went over there because we broke up.
Nah, that wasn't the story, was it?
Yeah.
No, we were married.
No, we weren't.
Well,
you should have not done a lot of people over there.
What?
God, I reckon this is a two-parter. Should we take a break and come back?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you realise you were not married? Or are you joking, Scotty?
No, he knows.
Yeah, I'm only joking.
No, we broke up and we're both single.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we got back together while he was living there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Is that a requirement, though? If you break up with him, he's got to leave the country?
I won't do it until after COVID. But Scotty hated being in charge, he used to always say, because he used to give him instructions and they used to be like, boss, just chill.
Just relax.
A bit.
Cool down.
Him being
white
so chilled, he always felt bad going, come on, let's go.
Well, buddy.
I'd always be out of smoke, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on this morning. Even your wife just learnt a story that she'd never heard from you before. There he is, Scotty, for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I heard a rumour.
heard a rumor. So I heard a rumor. I was talking to a guy at the gym the other day, and we were talking about that the Sydney lady who the multimillionaire. And
the one's gone missing?
She's gone missing, yeah. And her husband, apparently his allowance gets dropped today. He doesn't get any more allowance. There's no money in the bank account. But anyway, so she's been done for investigation. Now, that is different because she's guilty, but then the guy at the gym was saying...
What has she been done for doing what?
Fraud or something? She's being investigated.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, so the police raided her place, and then the next day she went missing. She was asking questions like, when do I need to give him my passport and stuff?
Yeah.
And I was like, and we were talking about where you would go for that long. Mm. And then the guy at the gym was saying that apparently after 7 years, your debt is cleared. Now, different in her situation, because if you're guilty, you've done something wrong. But let's just say if you've started a business or you're bankrupt or something, so however it works, if you've got debt, even from a bank, and they've sold it to a debt collector, that debt collector has 7 years to be able to get it off you.
Right. But if they can't find you in 7 years, then they just give up?
I don't know. I mean, they've bought it. They're not getting the money unless they track you down. But he was saying there was someone that went into the gym and was like, I'm a debt collector, you know, you need to give me money. And he was like, you're harassing me.
Right.
And as part of the harassment law or my mental health, I want you to stop rocking up at places.
I mean, this is a pretty sick loophole to know about.
I should be saying.
See ya.
Baggers. You never want bad debt, but how would you run away for 7 years?
Is it
7 years? That seems like some sort of magical 7 year itch.
7 years is a common number for things to end, they say, though. But
I mean, because they're saying that the bank, it's so timely and costly for them to chase the money, so they'll sell it to a debt collector. Mm.
Well, I guess if it's, just say you don't pay back your house, it's not like you could get away with that because when you're hiding, you can't take the house with you. Mm. So they'll be able to find the house, do all that. But I guess.
How did you find me? Are you street address?
Yeah. But I guess if you had a loan or like racked up fines or something.
That's
what
I meant, like those sort of ones.
They physically got to get the cash out of you or whatever. But if they...
Well, normally they set you up in a plan, don't they? They give you a call and they're like, hey, just so you know, let's set you up on a plan.
But I never
answer. Some are saying that it's too hard with mental health these days because you can't be seen as harassing them.
Right.
So if you say, look, this is really affecting me, stop calling me. But they're like, well, it's my job.
Well, you could just change your number.
But then you've got to chase for 7 years. And then you can't, having debt's not a good thing.
I love the fact he's not in debt, but he's already planning his own death for this.
You can't
scenario.
Get in debt to be able to do this. And this is just rumours. This is just what we were talking about. So if anyone can clarify or correct me, 131060, or maybe this has happened to you that you didn't know you had a debt even, no one contacted you for 7 years, and then it was, oh, hey, your debt's been cleared.
It's usually when you're going for a home loan, you know, you hear of people who didn't realise they had like an old phone bill from years and years ago and then it pops up on their credit check.
Mm.
But then does that get cleared every so years?
Every 7 years.
Is it like demerit points?
It's like the hard drives on the computers are full, guys.
Because you don't want to be in it.
Delete the last 7 years.
Yeah. But sometimes people have found themselves in difficult situations.
Oh, look, you don't want to admit you're going for a loophole, but if you find a loophole that works for you,
it's your duty to tell everyone about it.
Well, then it's not.
You know,
a loophole if it's common knowledge.
The phones have lit up. I've got a full board of calls.
Maybe it's just everything I said was wrong.
Matt, including a debt collector who is on
his founders. Damn it. It was 6.5 years. God damn it.
That'd be a tough job. You would not be able to do it. You hate making phone calls.
Yep. My auntie was a debt collector
really?
For a while. And
in Scotland?
And it wore her down. Because, you're talking to people in the worst possible moments. And they're like, I can't even feed my family. Like, well, give me my money.
Can't feed my family. Well, you shouldn't have bought a new flat screen.
Yeah. Everyone knows horses are expensive.
All right. Let's take these calls next. Let's see if this is one true. And are there any other loopholes? Mm. I reckon this person may know because their name is Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous. Hey, have you heard anything about this?
So the 7 year debt, that number I'm not too sure on. Mm. I think it might have been a 5 number, but basically I have a friend and her partner are pretty much raked up, you know, like toll fines, not repaying his car repayments, rego, just pretty much adult bills. Raking those up, not making payments, ignoring the prompt to, you know, the late notice fees and things.
Mm.
basically, they were living at my friend's family's house. That was the previous address. They had moved but kept their address as that mailing address. They kept sending the notices there. The family members weren't opening their mail because it wasn't theirs.
Right.
But basically, debt collectors showed up at that address looking for this person to pay the debt. They were going to repo his car because he hadn't made any payments for probably about 9 months. That's when they started chasing him. Because they haven't updated their address, long story short, someone actually tracked them down on Instagram.
Oh.
They found their friends list, messaged their Instagram friends and said, you know, this guy, we're trying to look for him, it's very important. Someone disclosed the information of the new address. We don't know if it was a family member or friend or who.
Spotter's
fee. Bang, there we go.
Spotter's fee. Yeah.
When you think about it, like, it's not a nice thing. Like, I know everyone's going, it's a loophole, but it's not. Living in fear for that many years, not being able to have Instagram.
Not being able to.
I mean, imagine you on TikTok.
Oh, God. I mean, we're not. This is the thing. We're having a laugh about it, but we're not encouraging it as a lifestyle.
It's a magical number where it gets wiped after that.
Well, I guess you've got to pick a number.
And why?
It's not quite 10, but it's
but
not quite 1.
But why should it get wiped ever, if you haven't paid it?
I guess you got to just cut your losses at some point.
It gets annoying.
Hey, Shana, we're asking about this debt collecting. You've been involved in a 7-year wipe?
Yeah. I back in the day when I was younger, I was dating someone and I just turned 18 and we got a lot of stuff in my name through, like, radio rentals and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you gotta furniture, buy the fridge. Yeah,
and then he upped and left, but he said he'd pay it all out for me and didn't.
Right.
So there was a house full of furniture, a couple of mobile phones, heaps, about $35,000 worth of debt. And then, I got debt collectors started chasing me, but I just said, you know, I don't have the money, I'm on Centrelink. My next thing is I can do is go bankrupt. But I didn't. Mm-hmm. So they stopped chasing me because they thought I was going to go bankrupt. But I went to apply for a car before the credit rating got real bad. And the guy at the car yard said, if you don't pay it for 7 years and they don't catch up with you, your credit rating will clear.
Right.
Right. So you went back to perfect after 7 years, even though you didn't pay it back.
Yeah. I've had a brand new car. I've just paid off. My credit rating is immaculate now. So.
Wow. But I guess that is 7 years you can't get any finance for anything.
Yeah. Mm. And I reckon that would be a stressful time.
Oh, yeah. Every person who says hello to you in the street being friendly, you'd be like, no, I'm not her.
Yeah. I don't have any money.
We knock on the door.
Okay, now this is going to answer a lot of questions. We have a debt collector.
Right, and it's Sam from Murrumba Downs. Sam, can you fill us in here?
Yeah, I can. So it's actually 6 years, not seven.
Okay.
So 6 years stat bar is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if we can't find you within those 6 years, we don't actually stop trying. We do try throughout those 6 years by using skip tracing apps and, like you said, Instagram, Facebook. We do try as many avenues as possible. If we do find you and you do make a payment on it, or you get onto a payment plan, it then does add 6 more years onto the debt.
It starts again. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then... Is the whole idea, though, that if you haven't spoken to them, so if no one ever answers their door or their phone, then that's sort of what people do to avoid you?
Basically, yeah. So I sit there every day, like I ring up to 40 different people a day.
Mm.
The company I work for is absolutely amazing. We're not like the bigger ones like your Macquarie Banks and all of them. Collect More is more, we want to help you. We don't want to make you feel like it's you have to give your last dollar to pay the debt. We work with you, basically. Avoiding us is probably the worst choice you can go for, because unlike the girl before who said she was lucky enough to get it wiped, some companies will actually put a default on your credit file, and that can then sit on your credit file up to 6 years.
Right.
Okay.
Because I'm picturing you, Sam, like turning up in like America, like with a vest and like a taser, and you're knocking on the door, and like someone opens, and you're like, "Pew! Pay your debt."
You reckon the police and debt collectors get tasers?
Well, you know,
they're the ones, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, like handcuffs and stuff, and then you force them into signing things. Yeah.
Now, so I go the other way. I go like hired goons. You know, like a guy come around the house going, I'll break your thumbs if you don't pay today.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
There you go.
Everyone's different.
So Abby, she just sees it for what it is, someone on a telephone in a call centre. There you go. Are you surprised that that was real?
Yeah, I thought it was all bollocks.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or dating.
Oh, I love DNA or dating. Another round in this week. This is where people come in and we have to work out whether they are related or in a relationship. Ross and Sharon are today's contestants and their photo is on Instagram and Facebook right now. They are either in a relationship or they are father and daughter with 20 years apart.
Oh.
It's a tough one today, isn't it?
It's a tough one, isn't it? All right, this is really hard. Okay.
So we're going to ask a series of questions of you guys and then we take our guess as to what we think it is.
Yeah.
I've only had one wrong so far.
That's true.
And but now I feel all sweaty, like it's
really
going to be
the
tough round.
Yeah. Sharon, who would you say for you is your favourite family member? Who are you closest to?
Probably definitely my brother.
Your brother?
My brother, yeah. Yeah. Me and him are pretty close.
Why is that? What kind of relationship do you...
Well, we're the only siblings. And we just are pretty much best mates. We
really?
Do
talk
everything
often?
Together. Yeah, yeah, we do things always together during the weekends and stuff like that with his little boy. And
sounds like we should got him in and see if they were together.
Yeah. He's my bestie.
All right.
And Ross, your favourite family member?
Well, I suppose I'd have to say my mother, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Smart man.
Yeah.
It has to be my mother, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Does your mother approve of all your relationships?
Good question.
That you've ever been in?
Well, I think so. She, I try not to sort of make them too familiar because she ends up nagging them, so we just sort of keep it arm's length. But I'd say so.
Yeah, okay, that's always good.
Sharon, does your mother approve of all your relationships?
Not all of them.
Hmm.
But yeah,
how many have you got on the go?
You know, the list here. No, she's happy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What is a great night out for you, Ross? So if you were heading out on a Saturday night, what would you like to do?
That's a hard one. Casino, probably. A few drinks.
Oh, yeah, you like to gamble?
Hopefully you win. Yeah, I don't mind a punt.
What about you, Sharon? What's your idea?
Well, I like heading out to dinner with friends. Like a little bit of fine dining with my mates and, movie, Netflix, chill after that.
What's your drink of choice?
Oh, I'm a rum girl.
Yeah.
Don't mind a nice rum, Kraken.
Oh, she's a wild one.
Or I'll even go the Bundy rums.
Yeah. Bundy rums.
Stormy. Yeah. Black rum.
What about you, Ross? Yeah. What's yours?
I just Forex Gold. That's it.
Forex Gold.
Man of simple pleasure.
It's a Queenslander.
Forex Gold.
Yeah.
See, Forex Gold and Bundy rum, that's an easy round at the bar. That makes sense.
It's a good couple of drinks, you know.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys, how many of you are wearing... We're all married in the studio, right?
Yeah.
How many of you are wearing your wedding bands? Because I'm not wearing my wedding bands and I notice that Ross has his...
Right.
And Sharon doesn't have one on.
I'm not wearing mine.
So you say it was obvious, but I'm not wearing mine. And I don't know if she's done that to throw us.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm not wearing one. I've got a tattoo on my finger.
That's what I meant.
Me tattooed, but...
Because I'm not wearing... I never wear mine.
No, mine... No.
See, Sharon could be a mechanic, and that's why. She just take it off for safety.
I could be.
Sharon, are you satisfied in the bedroom?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was a quick answer.
That was a very quick answer.
Yeah.
What's the, like, how many times a week are you having fun? Like, what's your average?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I should say.
No, we'd like to hear.
On a good week. Are you going to go with
a good
week?
Let's go once a week. Okay. I'd say once a week.
Yeah. Now, there was an interesting look at, and you did it again, looking at Ross as if to say,
am I going to lie in front of my dad or am I going to...
All right, am I not going to throw him under the bus?
Yeah.
Are we going to have to chat about this?
Yeah.
These looks are very confusing for me.
They are, aren't they?
Because they could just be comfortable in each other's presence.
Yeah, completely. It's making us uncomfortable.
This is so good.
Ross, are you having fun?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
I'm going to guess that you're not the person that it was your idea to come in here. Was it Sharon's idea?
I was contacted by Sharon to come in here.
Okay,
yes, okay.
Yeah.
It was her idea. That's so what is your exact age, if I could ask, please, Ross?
58.
58, and so that means you're 38.
Yes.
This is 20 years between.
Yeah.
That's not that. That's perfectly... That could be...
You could have a kid at 20.
I don't see. I always go with resemblance, and my big thing was nose, but... no, I don't see a family resemblance here, but that doesn't necessarily mean there isn't one.
Oh, maybe.
See, I'm getting a vibe from Sharon that you're a party girl.
I'm a party girl.
Yeah. He does say that about every girl that comes in, by the way.
No. Not all of them.
Every girl that's come in for this. You're thinking dating, aren't you?
I am. I'm thinking relationship at the moment. That's what I'm thinking, but
what's
I'm not.
Leading you
I mean,
down
there's only 20
path.
Years between them.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. I think. I don't really know. This one is a really hard one, if I'm honest.
But does that mean they're married? And
see, it was when I asked the sex question, I was looking at Sharon and I'm thinking, is she uncomfortable to talk about it in front of her dad, or is she wanting to make sure she doesn't say something that her partner is going to be annoyed about, you know?
We have to make a decision. Abby, I'm going to come to you first. Do you think they are in a relationship, or are they...
I'm always wrong. I'm just going to go opposite of what Maddie said. So I know that you're thinking dating, so I'm going to go father-daughter, even though...
You're going father-daughter?
I don't think so.
When we talked about intimacy, Sharon gave Ross a look she'd been there.
Uh-huh. Careful, mate.
That was... Because this has been hard from your answers, so that was all I'm taking is the way you looked into his eyes.
Uh-huh.
And I think you are in a relationship.
All right, we forgot one thing. Before I make my decision, can I ask you two to hold hands?
Oh, yeah, there's been no physical contact yet.
Okay, father-daughter.
Okay, so they just grabbed hands.
Yep.
But remember we had that couple who they want to trick us now.
Yeah, they were intertwining. I'm going to go father-daughter.
So, Ross and Sharon, what is your relationship?
Dating.
Relationship.
Yeah, we're a couple.
Another one right for Maddie.
11 years.
So how is it when you're out in public? Do people assume that you are father and daughter?
Well, we got two kids and they always say, oh, look, grandpa taking you out today and we can pick him up from daycare.
So look,
grandpa's
here
to pick you up and all the time. But I don't, you know. It's funny. No, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, if they're misbehaving, you can turn around and go, I'll tell your dad about this.
Yeah.
So if you've been together 11 years, so you were 27 when you got together.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find you have more judgment now, or did you have more judgment then?
In the beginning. Definitely in the beginning. Just being out, like a lot of the ladies your age would come up to you and approach you, and when I'd intercept, that's when it kind of got awkward. So it was a little bit, this happened a few times. So, yeah.
They're not going to compete with this young hot thing.
It's just one of them things, you know, I suppose. I don't know.
I think now we're just a bit more used to the stairs because you do get that.
Yeah.
But
how did you guys meet then?
At the local pub.
Had all the young blokes scratching their heads and re-evaluating their strategies. What's he doing? Because he was a pretty oddie around the area, you know. But, just the way Cupid's arrow works, I suppose. Oh, you never know.
Yeah.
That's it. The way the dice roll. And it's worked for us because we're perfect.
Yeah.
Well, once a week at least.
Once a week.
Hey, she's exaggerating the shade.
That's what that look was. Wasn't it?
Guilty. Maybe she wishes.
Good time.
Hey, great to have you guys in. We really appreciate it. This has been one of our favourite segments to play. So we really appreciate you guys putting yourselves forward for it. Well done.
Thanks very much.
There they are, Ross and Sharon. See them online right now. They are in a relationship. There's another round of DNA or dating. If you're in a relationship that you think might stump us, we are so keen to have you in the studio.
Yes, make it really challenging for Maddie because he's on a roll here, isn't he?
Anyone can stump us at this stage.
Send us a message, Stav, Abby and Matt on Facebook.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks, $10,000. We're going to play tomorrow. Here are two answers.
Dalmatian and Dr. Evil.
It's back live at 8.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's camp out.
All Aussie adventures. Pack up your swag. Let's go.
It's a team camping trip and we're excited because it's the first time that Stav's coming along. We normally go on the holidays, Maddie. I think we've worked out we've gone 5 times.
Yep.
And we've invited Stav every time, but it's just he's never been able to. You haven't been as keen with the camping thing.
Life gets in the way.
love does or life?
Life. Life gets in the way, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. I think it's, you know, I know that Kat hasn't been into camping, and I think it's hard to convince someone to enjoy camping if they're not into it.
Mm. It took me a while with Esther. I had to very much, at the start, we brought every creature comfort we had, and then we slowly cut a couple of things away. But over the last couple of years, these have been the conversations around camping. Even Mel Buddle worked a joke into your roast about the camping.
Yeah, we're going on a family camping trip. Stavvy boy couldn't make it.
But we're campers, and Maddie's a camper over there, and one day we'll get your wife and you into it.
Uh-huh. Stav is lucky enough to have a segment on the Abby and Matt show. I liked particularly this year the two shows they spent talking about the camping trip that you didn't seem to be invited on, Stav.
I can't wait to lie in a swag beside you and stare at the stars as we talk about our futures.
About again.
Okay, all right. But Rory would love it.
Just Abby and Matt.
Because Stav didn't want to come.
You said you didn't want to go camping.
Don't you be like
we
that.
We ask you every time. We ask you to
we
everything.
Invited you.
I want you to come. I'm away. I'm at a wedding.
Okay. Well, that's the last time you're in Sydney.
Listen to your nose pre that surgery you had.
I know, right?
So we're going to go during the week, so you can't say no.
Yeah, you're making it a work thing, so I can't, so I have to come.
Yeah, so that way you won't have to be the victim anymore and go, oh, I'm never invited, because you are.
Mm.
This will be this is the start of a great adventure for you, and the legends at Anaconda as well and Coleman have come on board, so we're all going to get kitted out. Anyone can come along as well if you register, b105.com.au. Gear up for your next adventure at Anaconda and Camp Better, all thanks to our partner Coleman.
Now, there's going to be experienced campers.
Yeah.
And I also want people to come along that have gone off camping.
Oh.
Can we convince you to get back in it? And maybe you want to tell us why you've never gone camping again. What happened? Maybe it was a traumatic experience as a kid. Because I remember we went camping in the snow. That was wrong of my parents.
Camping in the snow?
Wrong, you almost died, didn't you?
Wrong. Because they gave us gumboots, and gumboots are not appropriate snow boots, but they didn't have the money for it, so we went into Victoria with friends. But, you know.
But why camp in the snow?
Because the ski field was there, and it was cheap.
And you didn't want to pay for a lodge.
Yep.
Let's pitch a tent.
In sub-zero temperatures.
My dad was so tight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was an awful experience as well, because we had to follow the car in front of us, and we all got car sickness, but we couldn't stop following the car in front of us, so we all just had to find plastic bags. But we stopped for a while going camping, and then we got back into it.
Siobhan, our executive producer, was talking about a foot incident out west in the middle of summer. They put her off camping.
Yeah, I had to go out to the Chinchilla Melon Festival, and none of us are really campers. So we were like, yeah, we'll get a couple of tents. And then when we got out there, we realised that we had to share very small tents. So I was in a tent with my cousin, my brother, and one of our friends, all guys. And they were lined up like vertically, and I was horizontally down the bottom. Oh. So I had three pairs of feet in my face, but they put me down the bottom to give me privacy.
That's nice.
Like four adults in the two-man tent. It was gross. It was disgusting. Never been since.
It's hot out west, so it would have stank.
It was manky. And we were covered in watermelon too from being at the Melon Festival. Oh, it was so gross.
You're painting a good picture, guys.
Oh, look, it's gonna be fun. The good thing is Anaconda are kidding us out.
Yeah.
So we're going to have everything we need. Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, we've upped our camping.
Oh, I took an air fryer last time.
Oh, my God.
We like a heated pool. We like cocktails by the pool. Yeah,
daiquiris are a lovely touch to a camping trip.
Yeah.
You bring your own daiquiri machine?
I brought my own cocktail maker, remember?
You did, yes.
Yeah, I had it all set up by the time you guys got there.
Yep. We eat roast lamb. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. But this one I'm going to ask you on 131060, worst camping trips ever. Like, what happened that you're like, we'll never camp again?
We're rolling the tent up and it's never coming back out.
Yeah, everyone's got that story, especially the raining ones, you know, when mum and dad get into a massive fight because of the rain and someone didn't bring something.
The tent.
Yes.
Oh, what? It's normally the canopy.
The fly.
Our friends have gone camping with us because he forgot that, so it was just dripping in their face.
Surely no one has gone, like, driven 6 hours to a campsite and then turned up without the tent.
I can almost guarantee that has happened. Mara in Sandstone Point, why will you never go camping again?
I went to the Cape last year in October, and in that one trip, we bent the axle of the trailer. We got it fixed, and then I broke the axle on the other side not later that day.
Oh.
I broke my ankle. We then lost the exhaust and the turbo off the Prado. We missed the ferry across the Jardine River. Rocks went through our water tank, so we had no fresh drinking water. I then had to jack the car over 20 times and drive at 4 kilometres an hour up the big dirt road called the PDR. I got to Bamaga, finally got the car fixed in this little Aboriginal community, and then I ran it into a tree and rode it off.
Hey, Mara, all no offence, but you're not invited on our camping trip.
Oh, come on.
You did this all with a broken ankle?
Yeah. So I broke the ankle about 6 days in, and what turned from an 11-day trip ended up 3 weeks because I had to fly us out of Bamaga on this little tiny, tiny plane.
You barely made it out alive, Mara.
Goodness.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Surely you cannot do better than that, Emma. Make sure you turn that radio down. Why did you never go camping again?
Back about 10 years ago, I took my kids for their very first camping trip. We lived in Canberra and we went out to Dubbo. When we got out there, we found this really awesome campsite. As we drove in, we saw a snake, an echidna, an iguana, wallabies, and the kids were all excited. We got there, pulled everything out, and we did not have any tent poles.
Oh.
So we had to explain to a 3- and 5-year-old that we couldn't camp at the moment because we did not have the funds to go and buy a new tent. So we travelled all the way back to Canberra, picked up the tent poles, travelled back, which then made it an 18-hour trip for a 6-hour trip.
Yeah.
And there were no campsites left, so we had to pack up and come home.
No way.
Oh my God. All that driving for nothing.
Oh, that's awful.
All right, Genevieve, that was the last time you went camping. What happened?
So I was on a leadership development course, and part of the thing was that we had to camp on our own for 3 days. And so because the site that I had was surrounded by bees, I couldn't actually leave my tent at all. So one morning, I really, really had to go to the bathroom, and I couldn't leave my tent because as I was unzipping my tent door, I saw that the tent was covered in redback spiders.
Oh.
So, yes. I did not leave my tent at all that day until the next day when I was allowed to leave.
When the spiders let you leave.
What did you do for the bathroom? Or don't? Okay. Yeah.
No, so, like, with the thing, the bathroom, we had to dig our own hole and everything, so we had to, like, try and survive 3 days.
I think Abby's saying if you didn't leave the tent, did you find a cup or what did you just...
Oh, no, I held it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Alrighty. Well, you can register for our camping trip. It is going to be a great one because Anaconda's going to kit us out with everything we need, all the Coleman gear, b105.com.au to register.
Brooke in Cleveland. What happened to you the last time you went camping?
I got knocked up.
That's so intense.
Never, ever, ever again. We went to Fraser. It was beautiful. We had one fabulous day and then it bucketed down. So we could do nothing but drink. And obviously, you know, when you're a bit tipsy, you let hubby have a few, you know, things in a campground you wouldn't usually. And,
I wonder if you
later,
think you were quiet.
Like, never again.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, you always think you're quiet until the tent stops rustling and you're like, oh, there is no wind.
You're drunk. It doesn't matter at that point. We were camped in. We were all drunk. There was nothing for it. So it's all good.
All right. There you go.
There you go. How old's the child now?
She's 9 and a half.
All right. So 9 and a half years ago you went
camping.
Never
been back.
She'll love this story.
Register for our camp out. It is going to be a lot of fun. B105.com.au. Gear up for your next adventure at Anaconda and Camp Better. Thanks to our partner, Coleman.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Trying to seem cool with my 10-month-old nephew yesterday, who cannot speak, and I was like, guess what I'm doing tomorrow? Talking to Lockie Wiggle, and here he is.
Cool story, bro.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
That's what it's like, you know, you're always telling kids, like, well, you know, hang out with the big stars.
Yeah, me and the Wiggles.
You're it for nieces and nephews, mate. You can't get any higher than you.
No, it's nice, isn't it? When seeing that with my two little girls at the moment, they just love singing, they love anything music, and it is really special that we can have that connection with children.
See, my son is Wiggle obsessed. Mm. How old is he? He's two. That wasn't a question for you, Lockie. I always forget. Yeah, well, I always forget. But it's at that age now where the other kids know all the songs and they're like, I don't want to watch it anymore because they're older, but yet they know it all. So yeah. But congratulations. How's it going with the twins?
Oh, they're so beautiful. Every day's a experience. We're just learning so much about them. About Dana having her son before has been. I've learned so much from her, and they're growing every day, and it's really beautiful.
We were joking before you came on, though. Like, does your girlfriend ever go like, "Okay, wake up," to get up to the kids?
The number of times I've received a little tap on my arm while she's feeding them to, you know, pull my act together. Mm. Yes, that has happened quite a lot.
And you're like, no, sing it.
To be fair.
There's no singing, that's how I avoid it.
You do sound exhausted, I got to say.
Yeah, you sound tired, mate.
You sound tired, Lockie.
Are you just desperate for touring again? Come on!
Oh, in many ways, but it will be very special to actually get back out on the road. It's been such a long time getting out there, so it'll be great.
So with the twins as well, I mean, it's a beautiful thing when you find out that you're pregnant and you're going to have babies and stuff. What was it like the moment that the scan happened and they were like, there's not one, there's two babies in there?
It was a scan, and I will never, ever forget it. The doctor was great, and he's so experienced, and he made, I think the sequence was, he made like a gasp, Dana kind of screamed because she knew exactly what she was looking at. I had no idea, and then I just bawled.
It
was a mess. It was pretty full on.
You got good bragging rights. My gran had twins, and when I had my baby, she loved every time I would call her to sit and check in and going with my parents, she'd be like, yeah, you've only got one, imagine having two at the same time. Two. I had two stuff, and I didn't have the internet. I had two. And you're like, all right, sit me down.
How's Anthony going? Because we always ask every time we speak to any of the Wiggles, because we love how he's still involved. He's still not wearing shoes.
He's still not doing much.
We notice sometimes, look, I've got to be honest, we're Wiggle obsessed, right? We all here have kids and we watch it so much. Sometimes we get a bit upset that Anthony's not contributing, he's not singing as much. Have you had a chat to him about that?
Singing will never be one of Anthony's things ever. Okay. He will say that forever.
Right.
Okay. As well as shoes. But no, look, I think that's what's so nice about this 30th year is it's a real moment for him to sit back and enjoy how much has happened, all three generations of Wiggles, and what moving forward looks like. So it's a pretty special year for him, particularly because he is still going. Yeah.
Do you still live in Brisbane, Lockie?
No, I don't. We miss Brisbane terribly. Dana's from Brisbane too. We were up there at the Sunshine Coast over Christmas.
Right.
All our family's still up there, but yeah, we love Brisbane and we wish we could get back a bit more.
You know what Brisbane's like. There's always someone knows someone, you know, and you people tell stories like, yeah, my friend, you dated Lockie in year five. Yeah, my friend used to play football with Lockie in year seven.
Kenmore Bears.
There you go. I wrote on my maternity leave, I was like, I've got to get back to work because I can't, like, I'm constantly thinking about Lockie, and I put a photo up of you and everyone just tagged you in it on Facebook because they're like, yeah, my Facebook friends. I was like, yeah, you can't write that in Brisbane, can you?
No.
No, you can't. No, I love Brisbane. I went to school there and just love it.
Which school did you go to? You go to ask.
Went to Brisbane Boys College.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So were you north or south? What suburb did you grow up in?
I always get confused with direct. Out past Kenmore, that way, whatever, that southeast. Is that right?
Oh, that can't throw an east in there. It confuses everyone.
Well, because we're doing a competition at the moment, Turf War Trivia, where it's obviously the river. You know how it goes right through the centre. If you're north or south of the river, and people are competing for $100,000. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. South's in the lead at the moment. So if you want to pick the south side, you'd be on a winning team.
I think I'd be north.
Thank you.
With the loser. Hey, mate, look, a pleasure to talk to you. You have your national tour. We're All Fruit Salad, which is coming to Brizzy in May, and you guys, you can pack out the entertainment centre. You fill that thing right up. So livenation.com.au if people want to get their hands on tickets. Lockie, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great day.
And hopefully you'll get some presents, because we're always upset that Emma gets all the presents at the gigs. Last time when Maddie and I went, we felt it was a bit unfair.
Thank you. That'd be lovely.
Yeah. For the record, I was throwing my underwear at you. All right?
Thanks, guys. So much.
Good on you, buddy. See ya.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
24K Golden, B105. Stav, Abby and Matt. We've been trying to find out if anyone knows about this wild granny from Pimpamar on the Gold Coast this morning.
Wild, hardcore.
In fact, to get Cam Smith,
yeah,
Kevi Walters should be getting her in the
should do a bit of tackling
for the Broncos. If you haven't seen it yet, you can go onto any of the news sites and hear about this lady.
A would-be thief has got more than he bargained for when he tried to steal a grandmother's bag on the Gold Coast.
So they're at a pub, and apparently this guy and this granny were having words throughout the whole night.
Oh, what, so they knew each other?
No,
what?
He was harassing her all night, apparently.
Yeah. So apparently it was just, they weren't getting along the entire night.
I thought this was like a bag, like snatching thing from a stranger.
Well, no. They don't know each other, but yeah.
Do they have history? Is there going to be more information?
Did she have his phone?
What I'm trying to work out. Like, I don't want to.
So she was there celebrating her birthday. I think they might have said 70th birthday.
No way.
That's what they're reporting. And so, you know, having a few drinks, getting amongst it, he and her have words. And then I don't know whether he's just thought to get back at her, I'm going to snatch her bag. But if you see in the vision, he's in thongs and he's like tiptoeing out, because you can't sprint in thongs.
No.
They're not running shoes. Oh. He steals her bag.
The no-nonsense nana was having none of it. Despite having emphysema, she has given chase. She kicked off her shoes and bolted after this thief who had her handbag. She tackled him into the car park.
Puts him in a headlock.
So he's in high viz. So yep. He's not...
He can't even get away that way.
You'd have to be a bit concerned, isn't it? If a grandma with emphysema who's 70, like you said,
that's true,
can chase you down.
She's just stubbed her dart out just before she's given chase.
Emphysema is lung.
Yeah, it's a breathing disorder. Yeah.
From smoking?
Yeah,
mainly.
But then the weird part of it that we noticed, when she throws him to the ground, he loses his thong.
Oh, but she's still a kind granny.
There was a fair tussle. She eventually got him in a headlock, and he eventually relented, gave back the handbag, lost a thong in the process. The nana threw it at him.
She gave him back his thong.
Did he lose his shirt in the thing of it as well?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But even when they say she threw the thong at him, she didn't throw it at him. His thong came off when she tackled him, and she actually tossed it back to him like, you're going to want that.
You're going to need that.
You sure it's not her grandson?
Well, I don't know, but we will get this video on our Instagram page.
It's amazing.
But I'm just saying, Kevi Walters, if you're looking to fill a spot, she's got emphysema and she can chase him down still.
Put the football in a handbag and unstoppable.
Stab over your mat, 10 to 9. So slowly, slowly
down goes by. Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We just take a moment to share and reflect.
You might like this one, Maddie, because you're into Fortnite and my son's into Fortnite, and Scotty and I weren't feeling well on Saturday afternoon, so we're like, oh, you know what? We had stomach bugs, so we're like, you just be on Fortnite all afternoon.
Great.
He's got a little headset and he's just chatting to everyone, having fun. It's like, no worries. Then total and utter meltdown that night. Just meltdown. And we're like, oh. And he said, on Sunday, can I have it? I said, no, you can't have it because of your behaviour when you came off. I said, you can have the iPad and you can Google what effects Fortnite does to you and then come back to me with your information. Came back to me with a paediatrician called Dr. Ryan. Says that it's very helpful. The skills can help you be an engineer or a surgeon. They relate to your ability to visualise, manipulate objects, such as imagining what a space or shape will look like in your mind.
That backfired.
It did. Cognitive skills apparently are through the roof. Mm-hmm. Concentration, navigation, multitasking. So there you go. And increasing speed and accuracy.
Gotcha, mama.
On you go.
Proving what I said. That you can find whatever you want on the internet to confirm.
Yep, that's true.
Or deny your theory. So thanks, but no thanks.
shave my head to run faster.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's working for me.
Even I like it. I like it try. Better than your hair before.
Yeah, I don't mind it actually. It's growing on me.
I wasn't saying my look. I was saying it like it's making me faster.
Oh, no.
But thanks, guys.
He's going to grow it back and now we'll be on record saying that
we like it better.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of keeping my hair short. Beard's definitely coming back.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But I think the hair will stay shorter. But the only issue is when you've got some hair there, you've got something to catch all the dandruff.
Oh.
But now, you know, like I'm rubbing my head a lot. And whenever I'm looking over my phone and I'm rubbing my head, I'm like, oh, it's snowing. No, it's just my dry scalp.
Yuck. So get your shampoo for it.
I'm doing, like, all sorts of stuff. Moisturising.
No, head and shoulders.
Yeah, head and shoulders, great. Abby got me some.
That's what I use. But
it's not working?
Well, no, I just think it's now the sun and everything's getting to my actual scalp. My barber told me, he said, you'll get pretty dry. He said, use beard oil through it. So now I just get a beard oil and do my whole head. It is also very easy to sunscreen a naked noggin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thanks. Mm. But generally, to the snowing, no thanks.
I think we all remember yesterday morning when my phone once again did not charge during the night, so I awoke to birds chirping, slight sunlight, knowing that I was well and truly too late.
You mean when you were rudely late for the meeting, so me and Abby had to come and wake you up, and we can't believe that you did that because you always ridicule us for being late for meetings?
And I was accidentally late once.
You're also late to the meeting after the show as well.
Yeah, you
were the last one in.
Oh, it's my new thing, guys. I'm just not going to be on time anymore.
All right, do it. Good for you, hon.
Yeah, fun. Can you imagine the night's sleep I got last night? Constantly waking up, checking the phone, checking to see if it was charged. It was. Checking to see if I'd set my alarm. I had. Checked it again. And again and again and again. So, thanks. But no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
There we go, guys. That's the podcast. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.